The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And for the next hour, the kind of information you can use to make informed decisions about your health and about the health of your family, and to kind of open some doors into areas of discussion that might not necessarily be part of your discussion with your physician, might not necessarily be areas of discussion that you might read about in mainstream media. So lots of information from a different perspective. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning,
nice
Jeff.
Timing, huh? Uh-huh. You like
yeah.
that?
Uh-huh. I want to start off today just talking about Andrew Wakefield. I guess some of our listeners might remember that name. He's a doctor, a gastroenterologist in England.
Okay, so possibly with some very, very heavy-duty genealogy.
Well, back in 1998, and I don't think this began the discussion about the links between autism and vaccines, but in 1998, he presented a research paper that showed a link between the MMR vaccine and the appearance of autism. It was subsequently discredited. I mean, it's like the whole world came down on him for just, you know, presenting a paper about, you know, he had patients and he seemed to draw some conclusions that people didn't like. And then,
you know. So possibly an unpopular point of view. And when you have an unpopular point of view, just stepping out of that mainstream groove, you might find yourself in a very defensive position, possibly having your views censored.
So he said that, and they accused him of wanting to profit from this and the whole, you know, whatever they could do to, you know, undermine what he was trying to say. Now there's a, and I bring this up, you know, we're going to fast forward now to 2016. He directed a documentary film called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. And in the film, it shows, talks about the cover-up committed by the government agency charged with protecting the health of American citizens. That's the CDC. And in the film, they call it...
Okay, now wait a minute. That isn't a government agency. It's privately owned. I know that because right. I listen to Natural Doc Radio.
Correct. And, in the film, it says that's an alarming deception that has contributed to the skyrocketing increase of autism and potentially the most catastrophic epidemic of our time. So you had the film that was all about that. Now, the film, by the way, wasn't about Andrew Wakefield. It was about a researcher at the CDC exposing the cover-up about the links between autism and the vaccine. So the film was withdrawn from New York's Tribeca Film Festival this year. Its founder was Robert De Niro. He has a child with autism, but they pressured him to pull the film. And and I guess it's raised again the problems with
freedom of speech. Might I throw in there?
Right. The film was only about, they say, about the cover up that went on. It really wasn't getting into autism per se. So
then it goes on that there is a professor of pediatrics, and he's talking about the scientific inaccuracies in the film and explains that Wakefield is marginalized by the scientific community and poses the question, what drove Wakefield from being a respected researcher to a conspiracy theorist? And I'm going to say, possibly his observations, possibly his sense of accuracy in science rather than manipulating science to suit a pharmaceutical company.
I guess the underlying issue here is that science is supposed to be devoid of politics. It's supposed to be strictly the
truth. And in what century might that have been true?
Well, that's what you would think, that it's based on pure observation and that, you know, if...
testing your theories?
And so back... So the new documentary exposes the true story of CDC scientist and whistleblower Dr. William Thompson. And even though they banned it from the Tribeca Film Festival, it's now playing in Los Angeles, I think. And on Fox News this morning, they had Andrew Wakefield and I think the producer of the film on as well. So it's beginning to pick up some publicity. So I suppose people should see it and make up their own minds. The point is they're trying to, well, here's what Dr. Thompson, the whistleblower, says. He discusses his role in fabricating scientific data at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention so that he and others could hide established links between vaccines and autisms. Links that the entire lying media complex denies exist at all.
Is Wakefield is a physician.
Yes.
Okay, so he has a book. It's called The Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy, and that's available by Sky Horse Publishing. So Andrew Wakefield, Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy, just for people who want to do some additional research with regard to this show.
Well, here's the thing, too. The entire mainstream media is largely funded by the pharmaceutical interest. So there might be something there, too.
Okay, so you think about the number of pharmaceutical advertisements we see played repeatedly on television, and you think about the millions of dollars spent to have those ads run at prime time on television, and so you see how there might be this very comfortable association between the decision makers and the financial analysts in the mainstream broadcast area and the people buying advertising time for the pharmaceutical companies. It's very, very much a financial interest on both sides.
So again, we get back to how do we make things happen by taking one step at a time, our individual choices, and do your own research and figure it out for yourself. There are a lot of people that do not get vaccines, and their kids seem to do not just all right, but even better than the kids getting vaccines.
It's very, very interesting when you look at the patients in a mainstream pediatrician's office. These are babies who are ill, runny noses, ear infections, lethargic. And so you wonder how well we are doing at protecting the health of our babies by overwhelming their immune systems with this vaccine routine that has become mainstream.
If you recall, and I think this is part of the problem, you have information that comes out and it's discussed, and then you don't hear any talk about it, and people forget that it ever happened, and that was the measles outbreak. And they found out that I think it was over 80% of the people that came down with the measles in that measles outbreak had been vaccinated against measles. So there's a couple of questions. One is, how effective are vaccines to begin with? Because that question has not been thoroughly answered, because there are people who say that the proof that vaccines are effective hasn't been proven. And that if you look at historically, if you look back and they try to say, well, look at the incidence of polio, for example, how it dropped off after the introduction of the vaccine.
Following absolute true scientific principles, you would observe that that reduction in incidence was not necessarily due to the vaccine, but rather a typical expression of expectation of how a viral outbreak takes place. Very important information and very, very much scientific detail, but scientific principles that have been established over many, many, many years. And those scientific principles are being pushed aside, no longer standard.
The other part of it was, with polio, that actually the incidence had declined before the introduction of the vaccine. But they and then they did one other thing to make it look like the vaccine did something. They changed the definition of polio. See, before the vaccine was introduced, the definition of polio was a viral illness associated with paralysis for at least 24 hours. Afterwards, the definition was a viral illness associated with paralysis for 30 days, because a lot of people would recover from polio. But now fewer people were defined as having it because they recovered before, you know, they hit the 30-day mark.
But when you observe the incidence of a viral outbreak in a population, you see it begins with a very few number, then it has a sharp increase, the viral proliferation in a population reaches an apex, and then naturally begins to decline. And so you can see a bell-shaped curve predicting the number of new infections in a viral outbreak. Very, very specific and very identifiable with regard to the polio outbreak and the introduction of those polio vaccines. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back with more.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin with a critically important topic, a topic that can arise all through the year for families making decisions with regard to their children, their babies, making decisions with regard to annual viral illnesses that might be a target of certain types of vaccines for older individuals who might have been told by their physicians that they need to have the shingles vaccine, they need to have the pneumonia vaccine, they need to have the meningitis vaccine. So you can see how pervasive this so-called medical approach, literally marketed as a medical miracle. It will save you the pain, all of the fatigue that is associated with any one of these different diseases. But let's talk about, what a concept to support your immune system so that you are not ever in a situation where you become very, very ill because of exposure to any one of the viruses that circulate around the globe. Dr. Slavin?
You know, in preparing for this program, which, you know, sometimes we do that.
Well, okay, you arrive here every day with a very high-quality topic, and we truly do never necessarily know, because of my attention deficit, where we're going to go with the discussion, but we do prepare.
Well, you know, because I look at the latest information coming out and see what's out there, and in researching information on the flu vaccine, and it's true about really all vaccines, but the flu in particular, because it's promoted very heavily every year, you can't find out any information about it. You know, where are the studies showing its effectiveness? But more importantly, the aftermath of every flu season, what's been the effects of the flu vaccine? And then truly, and we talked about this before, what people die from. And do they die from the flu? Do they die from pneumonia? Or do they die for other causes, and it's just written down that they died from the flu? It's very arbitrary, too. You know, when a doctor signs a death certificate, it's sort of an arbitrary thing, and he tries to put down the easiest, least controversial diagnosis. For example, you know, they might put down cardiac arrest. What does that tell you? Nothing. Because, you know, basically we all die from cardiac arrest.
That's true.
So, you know, a lot of information is being withheld or perhaps just not looked for because they don't want to find out the truth. So you never know. That's why a lot of times when we talk about a topic like GMOs and they say, well, they've never been proven to be dangerous. Well, yeah, they didn't do the research to look for that.
And what little research has been done with regard to GMOs has shown that there are reasons to be concerned. And certainly we know that there are reasons to be concerned from the perspective of the chemical associated with the genetic modification. Now, today, talking about the vaccines, as you mentioned, there is very, very much strong marketing campaign at the end of the summer, early fall, for people to get their flu shot. Now, what is my view of it? Start in September and October, supporting your immune system, getting those things out of your daily routine that might undermine your immune system.
Now, sometimes you have to look to other countries to find out information that just isn't available here. So in the United Kingdom's Daily Mail Online, they've reported a growing number of cases of dementia and an ineffective flu vaccine are being blamed for the biggest rise in annual deaths in England and Wales in five decades.
Wow.
So in 2015, the website noted there were 28,000 more deaths than the previous year, or an increase of 5.6%. The most recent inquiry into the rising death toll has found that 2015 saw the biggest single-year spike in respiratory diseases, including influenza and dementia, since 2003, and they're blaming it on the flu vaccine.
So respiratory disease, death from respiratory disease, including influenza, and they are connecting those deaths with those people who have received the vaccine.
So here's, you know, just a different take on things. And they say here, in a time when life expectancy rates, and they say, you know, it's increasing thanks in large part to a rise in naturopathic medicine and organic food consumption, this trend where they see all these deaths all of a sudden, you know, what's triggering that?
It's interesting because they're saying February 2015, the highest winter death toll in 15 years after many citizens were given faulty vaccines. Now, it's very interesting that we've not ever seen a headline over here in the United States about the potential exposure to faulty vaccines. There was one headline in Natural News that was talking about a new vaccine given to children, and that vaccine did cause seizures. But here they're talking about the highest winter death toll in 15 years because of a faulty vaccine.
Now, I'm not sure what a faulty vaccine means. Is it a vaccine that doesn't work? So it's sort of, it's neutral, or is it a vaccine that actually harms the individual, not just being neutral? But I think another way to look at it is vaccines may or may not be a problem in and of themselves, but when you add it to everything else that people are exposed to, in certain individuals, that vaccine may pose a problem.
Well, the article was going on to say that the vaccine, the fault of the vaccine, so to speak, was that it was possibly misguided with regard to what strain of influenza was going to be targeted. And unfortunately, they targeted the wrong strain, and influenza was a very, very big infectious issue that particular winter.
Now, it's interesting that in this increased death rate associated with the flu vaccine, people were dying from respiratory disease, but also dementia. Could it be the aluminum in the vaccine as being a contributing cause? But I like to point back to that report we talked about of the girl who got the Gardasil vaccine. That's the vaccine they mandate for that high-risk group of young girls in their teens of getting sexually transmitted diseases. This is to, HPV, human papillomavirus, in order to prevent cervical cancer. I'm being facetious here. They're not in a high-risk group, but they're giving a vaccine they don't even know how long the if there's any protection at all, they don't even know how long it lasts.
So there's over 30 different strains of HPV, and this protects, I believe, against three or four.
Three or four, exactly. Well, they said, well, those are the more important ones. You know, I'm going to give you an analogy there. When they used to say, well, all you have to do is a sigmoidoscopy. Years ago, in other words, a sigmoidoscopy is a shortened version of a colonoscopy. It's just looking at the sigmoid colon, because they said, well, that's where the majority of colon cancers are. So that's why that's where you look. Well, the majority of colon cancers are in the sigmoid colon because that's where they were looking. When they started looking throughout the whole colon, they found cancers in other parts of the colon. So you only find what you look for. But the point I'm trying to make with the Gardasil vaccine, so this girl came down with a reaction after the vaccine, and everybody was trying to determine what caused it, because clearly the doctors were saying it wasn't the vaccine. And you can understand why they would say that. They give out these vaccines all the time, and nobody has a problem. So that
lots of girls have problems.
When one girl has a problem, they say, well, it must be something else. So let's accept that explanation for a second. So when they investigated this girl and they found she had a lot of subclinical infections in her body, which we all do, if you were to test an individual for antibodies, you would find they have antibodies against a lot of infectious diseases. But a healthy immune system keeps them under control. I'll give you a perfect example. Shingles. What is shingles? Shingles is an outbreak of the herpes zoster virus that's in your body, and it's been in your body since you were a kid when you had chickenpox. And everything is fine. So what causes the shingles to break out all of a sudden?
I know the answer to that. It tends to happen in women around menopause, high stress issues, poor quality diet, poor sleep. So essentially immune suppression or an overwhelmed immune system.
And they also, and this was taught in medical school, think of cancer as this is an indication. Maybe the person might have cancer. That's the immune system is suppressed. Zoster is a signal of that, and just something to consider. But the point is, they found all these subclinical infections, and they speculated that the vaccine was the straw that broke her immune system's back and allowed these subclinical infections to bloom and create all the problems for the girl. Just a thought. But the answer is, I don't think they have been very thorough or convincing studies on the safety of vaccines, and it's very difficult to do them because you can't find a placebo-controlled group. If the whole country has been vaccinated, very hard to find a group of people that haven't been, to compare the two groups.
So, one of the things that is the point of our discussions here on Natural Doc Radio would be so that you can make all of the changes step by step in your daily routine to support your immune system. Because what would be the most important approach to minimize the possibility of becoming ill with any one of a variety of issues? And that approach is support your immune system. Stay away from sugar. Sugar immobilizes your white blood cells, and they're not able to act as vigilantly against a virus, a bacteria, an invading substance as white blood cells usually would be able to. And so stay away from sugar. Stay away from immune suppressing non-food items that are being sold to us as something that's going to make us feel good or fill us up or be very satisfying. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. It's very interesting, the information that we come across when you're doing some investigation. It's very interesting, Dr. Slavin. There is a really compromised ability to hide things in this era of Google.
Well, you know, what was that famous line?
I don't know.
Follow the money.
Oh, okay. Or, there you go.
You know, that kind of thing. And that's, I think the vaccines are a good example of that. Who's making all the money on vaccines?
So one of the names that pops up is Merck. Sanofi is another one of the very, very big vaccine manufacturers.
So, I mean, there you can point to a lot of good reasons not to get the vaccine. Here's one I wasn't aware of.
Very sad.
And they're talking about the mercury content of the flu vaccine. If you're pregnant, beware of doctors using aggressive fear tactics pushing you to get vaccinated. In September of 2012, the Human and Environmental Toxicology Journal published a study reporting 4,250% increase in the number of miscarriages and stillbirths during that year's flu, during the 2009-2010 flu season. In other words, pregnant women were getting flu shots, and they experienced an increased incidence of miscarriage.
And the doctors were suggesting double doses for pregnant women. Now, what sense does that make? And the doctors have to be aware that there's mercury in those flu shots. I think that there is a lot of disinformation in the marketplace with regard to mercury content. And I was told that, oh, they took the mercury out of influenza vaccines. And I said, oh, no, they didn't.
And then they put aluminum in the vaccines too. I mean, these are toxic ingredients, and they put it in there, they say, to enhance the body's immune response. But these are toxic substances. You never hear them talking about enhancing the body's immune response by eating better, by getting enough sleep. I mean, those are the natural ways that you strengthen your immune system. If you don't eat well, you don't get enough sleep, the vaccines aren't going to be helpful anyway. It really doesn't matter. So, you know, just did you ever wonder, and I told this story, my father told me this. Growing up in a small little apartment in Manhattan, he was, let's see, he had a couple of brothers, three brothers, a sister, you know, in a two-bedroom or something apartment. That wasn't unusual. So he shared a bedroom with his brother. His brother contracted polio. He didn't. They shared the same bedroom. Why is that? So the point is, you have a healthier immune system, you'll be protected. Now, my uncle that got the polio, but he wasn't, you didn't get any lasting residual effects from it either. I would say the majority of people getting polio probably recovered from it, but you hear about those that got the more serious complications, you know, from paralysis, and of course paralysis of the
respiratory tract.
That's what I came up at that time with the iron lung to try and breathe for people, because if you could support someone, they would eventually get over it. At that time, you couldn't, they didn't have the technology to do that. I just think people need to do more research, and when they realize that when they realize how much control they have over their health destiny, you know, maybe you can motivate people to take some positive steps toward that direction instead of just ignoring the role they play in their health and relying on the medical establishment.
I think that certainly our listeners are very much interested in learning about supporting their immune systems and maintaining an overall healthy functioning body, and certainly the ways to do that, being very attentive to your microbiome. You want to be able to have the quality, active, effective, beneficial bacteria in your gut, and that's the first area of response in your body with regard to an invading virus or bacteria or pathogen. Then, of course, you want to be able to digest your food and get all of the nutrients from your food. Very, very important to choose high quality food. If it isn't 100% organic, and sometimes that organic choice is not available, go for the best quality possible. So step by step by step, you begin to put together the health supporting lifestyle and minimize your exposure to toxic substances that undermine your immune response. And you talked, Dr. Slavin, about sodas, getting rid of sodas in our daily routine as being one of the most important approaches to begin to establish high quality nutrient status. And it is beginning to show, because PepsiCo and Coca-Cola, those very, very huge multinational corporations providing diet soda, no sugar added soda, and just regular soda, those soda sales are decreasing. So more and more and more people are understanding that the ingredients that they have been sold for so many years undermine their health, detrimental to their immune system. So not only does it contribute to obesity, but also very, very much to a compromised function of your entire body.
Here's an interesting fact. When Medicare was first enacted in 1965, people took far fewer prescription drugs, and they were cheap. I think we've all observed that. I mean, look at what people are doing today when it comes to drugs.
Heartbreaking.
And look how, and look at the sticker shock you get when you go to fill a prescription. So because of that, no one thought at that time that it was necessary to include an outpatient prescription drug benefit in the program. In those days, senior citizens could generally afford to buy whatever drugs they needed out of pocket. Approximately half to two-thirds of the elderly have supplementary insurance that partly covers prescription drugs, but that percentage is dropping as employers and insurers decide it is losing proposition for them. And speaking of a losing proposition, United Healthcare is not the one dropping out of the Obamacare system?
Yeah, I don't know.
United Healthcare is the largest health insurer in the country. They're dropping out because it's just not working out for them.
So I disagree with this statement here, Dr. Slavin. It says the elderly tend to need more prescription drugs than younger people for chronic conditions like arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol. All of those diagnoses would very much respond to changes in diet and lifestyle.
absolutely correct, but that's not the mindset. Is you got to treat, these are all symptoms of a problem in your body. And what is the symptom that they're highlighting?
They're highlighting the symptom that the doctor is saying the only way that you have to address this issue is with these drugs.
No, but yeah, but arthritis, diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, all symptoms of poor food choices in your diet, pretty much. I mean, this is what has to be highlighted, but it's not. Instead, they ignore that whole connection between lifestyle and your health, and just prescribe drugs to treat the symptoms of your poor lifestyle choices.
I will not give my health care dollars to a pharmaceutical company. I will not.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, we just have to, the point where we're making is you have to be aware how much control you actually have over your health. And you'd be amazed when I'm able to convince someone to make those changes and they come back and report how much better they're feeling. They can't believe it themselves, because what they're really seeing is the impact of a poor diet and poor lifestyle choices has on their health. Because you know what it is? They've been doing this their whole life, never had a problem. All of a sudden they feel good, and you tell them, well, you know, you have to make this change. And they say, but I've been doing it this way my whole life. How come all of a sudden?
And I tell them, because what you could get away with when you were 25, you can no longer get away with when you're 50. The function of your body requires quality, and if it doesn't receive that quality, then the change becomes obvious in the development of different symptoms. But Dr. Slavin, it is doctors who have, as you said, been trained in hospitals with patients suffering with a disease, patients with severe symptoms. And consequently, they're treating their everyday patients with high-tech pharmaceuticals and totally ignoring the possibility that diet and lifestyle, hydration as a basic, would be very beneficial for overcoming these uncomfortable symptoms.
So how about this observation? Over the past two decades, the pharmaceutical industry has moved very far from its original high purpose of discovering and producing useful, I guess I have to highlight the word useful, new drugs, now primarily a marketing machine to sell drugs of dubious benefit.
Repeat. Dubious benefit. Oh, my goodness.
This industry, and here's the other point that we point out all the time, this industry uses its wealth and power to co-opt every institution that might stand in its way, including the U.S. Congress, the FDA, academic medical centers, and the medical profession itself. Most of its marketing efforts are focused on influencing doctors, since they must write the prescriptions. You know, and I joked about that. I said, how stupid are doctors? They're the sales force for the drug companies.
Without compensation.
Right, and they do it for nothing.
Right.
You know, it would be better to be the advocate for their patients and get their patients well instead of just prescribing drugs, but that's not how they're trained. So, unfortunately, you know, the whole way, and remember Abraham Flexner, the whole way things are done in this country, you know, goes back almost 100 years to treat illness as a drug deficiency.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground. Hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
There it comes. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about, first of all, vaccines, and then about how Big Pharma has absolutely co-opted the medical field and it's how doctors are trained, how the media addresses pharmaceuticals, and how the practice of medicine has led to Americans being one of the most over-medicated countries, citizens in the world, and our health doesn't necessarily show that that's been a beneficial change.
Well, they say here, and these are facts, so you can't really dispute it, in the Fortune 500, 10 drug companies, their combined profits were $35.9 billion, and that was more than the combined profits of another 490 businesses put together.
So 10 drug companies with almost $36 billion in profit, more than the profit of 490 other businesses.
All right. Well, okay. The Fortune 500 is 500 businesses.
Right.
So 10 of the top 10 were drug companies, and they made more money than the other 490 businesses combined. I mean, and they're the ones controlling the media. Think about it. Why you never hear the media talk about things like this? Because the drug companies are paying their advertising. You know, there was a recent discussion that the medical journals that doctors read should be devoid of advertising. Because currently, right now, when you pick up any medical journal where you're supposed to get the facts, you know, scientific truths, it's inundated with drug company advertising, so you know that there's
they're paying for the publication.
Well, it's a form of censorship, even though it's not discussed.
A number of years ago, I maintained a correspondence with a physician in New Jersey, Dr. Majid Ali, and he had a book, RDA, Rats, Drugs, and Assumptions. And in his book, he talked about the political and financial manipulation in order to get a study published in one of the supposedly scientific journals. And I say we view these journals, the New England Journal of Medicine, the JAMA, as prestigious journals with high standards, high scientific standards. And when you investigate, you see that there is a lot of manipulation by the drug companies in order to have so-called unbiased studies published in these journals. And it turns out that very, very often the scientific standards don't necessarily hold up.
So, John, I don't remember. Was it yesterday or the day before when we talked about life expectancy? Day before, was it, or yesterday?
I think we started the day before yesterday.
So, you know, if you recall, you know, Japan ranked first for women, but sixth for men. So I was just curious, you know, where was the number one country to live if you're a man, if you want to live longer? And that was San Marino. And
you've gotten your visa for San Marino, Dr. Slavin?
Working on it.
Okay.
But the point is that all these countries, now the U.S. ranked
34th, if I remember, yeah.
Yeah, so all these countries that are living longer and living better from a health standpoint aren't using nearly the number of prescription drugs, the pharmaceuticals, that we do in this country, yet they're doing so much better.
So many of these countries do ascribe to homeopathic treatments. They have a very, very different viewpoint on food intake, and the quality of the food in these countries is dramatically different from what is offered on the plates of Americans.
So, but that doesn't mean you have to move to another country to get better health. You just have to emulate what they're doing in those countries, and what they're doing primarily, and the biggest difference between those countries and our country when it comes to health, I think, is their better diet, you know, their food choices. I think that's been shown over and over again. It's interesting that if we were to go back and look at the countries that do well, many of them are eating the Mediterranean diet. You know, Andorra is up there, ranking number two. It's interesting, though, let me just point this out. Andorra is number two for women, but number 16 for men.
And it's very interesting, the discrepancy between female life expectancy and male, 86 for women, 79 for men. And I wonder what would explain that discrepancy, because I'm assuming that they are eating very similar diets.
And here's the other interesting thing. So San Marino, if you didn't hear it the other day, is a little country inside of Italy. And they rank number one in life expectancy for men at an age of 83. Yet Italy ranks number six for men living to age 80 on average. And then here's another interesting discrepancy. San Marino ranks 11th for women. The women live to be 84, whereas Italy, the women live to to be 85, and they're ranked number four. So it's kind of interesting to figure out what is the reason for these little discrepancies. But again, going back to where we live in the United States, we rank 34th.